Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Joe Giglio, right here at WIP and NJ.com. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, how bad was it last night?
Embarrassing in every single way. That in a season of embarrassing moments and games and losing streaks, that one last night was as bad as anything we've seen in 2019.
Without a doubt. All right, I need to stop blaming people, Joe. Give me some names.
Matt Klentak. We'll start with the guy who created the roster. I mean, the roster, the depth on the Phillies roster is comically, it's not just inept, it is comically inept for a team that had a team president last week that stood there and said, well, we're a playoff team right now. I mean, you look at the Phillies, whether it is Saturday night having to pinch hit Andrew Knapp against one of the best pitchers, or one of the best closers in baseball, or last night, as Phillies starters started to come out of the game or they went deep into the bullpen, I mean, there's just name after name that not only are not good major league players, they don't belong in the major leagues, from Yaxel Rios to Edgar Garcia. It is a joke how the lack of depth that this roster has been assembled with.
All right, Joe, the next thing I need to ask you, but I want to actually play this because it's I'm not sure I've ever seen it. And it had to do with the 6-run fourth inning by the Dodgers, at which point the Phillies players on the field had so checked out. Well, here's Jim Jackson explaining it.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him, and the inning is finally not quite over. Yeah, it is over. I don't know. They threw it back to the mound, and none of the Phillies came off the field. Thought the inning was over, but the Phillies weren't leaving the field, LA. That was a bit disconcerting.
Joe, that's not a good sign when they don't know this three outs, right?
No, and I've never seen that either. All of them. And you know what?
Right.
They even fooled Jim Jackson up in the booth. He started second guessing himself.
Well, he had never seen it either.
Wow.
This is what, Joe, this is where I know you love Kapler. That is horrible managing. He's a relentless communicator, and he didn't even communicate to his friggin' team how many outs there were. That's embarrassing for him.
Well, it is embarrassing for him. But, Angelo, this isn't Little League. What is he supposed to do, clap from the dugout?
Yeah.
Two out, guys. Throw to first. Play to first. Like, what? They're major leaguers.
All right, hold on.
It's repeated mistakes. I agree. You know, Kapler's not going to hold up the two hands. But Joe, at what point do all these repeated mistakes in the field, you know, impact him?
It is a poor reflection on him. I can't pretend it's not. I mean, at points, especially last night in that inning, it felt like the Phillies mentally – check out.
Yeah.
And I will say that is a poor reflection on him. I also think it's a poor reflection on these players. Like, these are pros. Like, what are they doing out there?
All right. Now, I don't know if you heard the national broadcast of the game, Joe, but the national broadcast of the game went crazy when Michael Franco did not run hard in the bottom of the third inning. And they went nuts. And then six more innings ensued, and Franco remained in the game. And we weren't sure. It could have been that he should have been, you know, punished for not running, because he would have been safe if he ran hard. And then he should have been come out maybe if he had an injury. Remember, six innings, Franco and Kapler are in the dugout together. Here's what Kapler had to say about Franco not running after the game.
Michael, he did not run hard at all on that ground ball.
Well, one thing I'm cognizant of is and when I went out to check on him, he was kind of moving around and checking his groin. I'm not sure if there's anything there. So before I look for him to ask him about that. Before I get into the details of that play, I want to talk to him.
He didn't talk to him, Joe. Joe, the guy's right there. Check with him every inning. Mikel, how you feel? Nothing? I thought he was a relentless communicator. How did he not ask the guy?
Yeah, that was – look, I was waiting for that question, Angelo. I mean, it was obvious he didn't run hard there.
Right.
And if he's hurt, I'm with, and the game was over anyway. Take him out of the
Take
game.
Take him out.
Yeah, and the way he responded was almost as if Michael has maybe been battling this for a while and he didn't know if on that play it kind of grabbed on him and that's why he didn't run. But then why is he in the game when it's 16-2? That was strange. He probably just didn't run.
Are you losing faith in Kapler?
I mean, I'm not losing faith in Gabe Kapler as a baseball manage, like making moves. Well, I'll give my strongest case for Kapler criticism, because I know you want it.
Yeah.
Last year, when they collapsed, the only thing I really criticized him for, and I don't know how he fixes this or changes this, and I don't know what it does to the team. He obviously always tries to find the silver lining, and in a long season, he tries not to make too much of one bad night, and I think that overall that makes sense. But last year when they were collapsing, I heard the players speak like him a lot. Like, we have a lot of time, we're fine, and there was no sense of urgency. And I feel the same thing now. And this might be because they're taking on his personality. It might be the group assembled. I don't know how I figure out why that's happening, but I feel the same thing. There's no sense of urgency. Like, hey, guys, we got to figure this out, and we got to start playing better now. I know it's a long season, and I know that July whatever is one day, but they have to start playing better. This thing is slipping away.
Yeah. Joe, what were your thoughts on the press conference Friday by the president of the team, Andy McPhail?
Embarrassing. I mean, just embarrassing in every way. From making media feel like they're stupid for asking a question about the coaching staff, which is not a stupid question. Whether you think that Gabe Kapler is culpable or John Mayle is culpable, it is a fair question regardless of standing. And then two, I mean, Angelo, they spent $500 million this offseason. And then to have the GM, the team president stand up there and basically say, well, we're not good enough anyway. Like, then it's a reflection on the money you spent and the team you spent. So it sends no confidence to the players in the clubhouse. And it tells the fan base that they don't really care that much about this team this year anyway.
Wow. Well, this is the thing I really want to know, because this is the only question that matters. There's a guy who shelled out almost $500 million. Oh. He's part of an ownership group. Joe, you understand the inner workings of that organization a lot better than I do. Joe, is Middleton asking some hard questions of the people he hired here? Or what do you think's going on with Middleton right now in light of what we're seeing from his team?
Yeah, I think that he's probably upset. There was a story a couple of years ago, Angelo. This was back when Freddie Galvis was on the team. I think maybe 2016, 2017. But he didn't run out of pop-up that landed in the infield. It was an innocuous game. They were bad anyway. But he was upset about that. I remember reading the story that he sent an email to either Klentak or McPhail. He was upset about it. So he cares. Like, last night had to bother him beyond just a 16-2 loss. So you know the guy cares. But I do think he trusts these people he hired, Angelo, and this might be his biggest downfall. Not that he doesn't care, not that he won't spend money. I think he really trusts that Matt Klentak knows what he's doing. I think he really trusts that Andy McPhail knows what he's doing. And it feels like they don't think their jobs are on the line. Like, the way that's Klentak and McPhail talk, yep. I don't think they think that anything bad's going to happen to them if this year goes sideways.
You know, Agilio has a theme to what he said here, urgency. They don't feel urgent. The players don't feel an urgency. The team, I'll tell you this, Joe, I get every line lit right now. The fans feel an urgency. I don't know why they can't feel it. It's like they're unconnected to their own city.
It is. And it's been like that since last year with the way they talk, with the way they act. They're frustrating, and there's no urgency. And if any of them cite that they are tied for a wild card today, I'm going to lose my mind, because half the National League, or more than half the National League, is within three games. They're all the same bad team, and the Phillies are just one of them.
Joe Giglio starting to impress in the Howard Eskin slot in the schedule.
Oh,
loving it, Joe. Thank you, pal. Talk to you soon. Guys. Joe Giglio with some interesting thoughts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.